It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Tone Lanzillo is a climate activist and a member of the Loaves and Fishes community. He joins us this morning to explore the concept of courage in the face of the realities of our climate crisis. He recently published an article in the Duluth News Tribune's Local Views column on the subject. Hey, Tone, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
You know, we talk a lot on this program about concrete steps that people can take so with regard to climate change, so they don't feel helpless in front of what can seem like overwhelming odds in terms of political climate and business climate and everything else. But we rarely talk about, and I suppose appropriately, what people might need psychologically in terms of character to begin making some of these changes. Do you think that we're kind of maybe missing the point if we don't start with getting our internal house in order, perhaps?
No, I would agree with you, Lisa. I think given the conversation about climate change, we do have to think about how we're dealing with this mentally and emotionally. And recently I read a book by a psychologist. His name is Rollo May. He wrote a book, The Courage to Create. And I think he mainly wrote it for artists, but I started thinking while reading the book, okay, if we're going to create a new world in addressing climate change and protecting the environment, then it does take some courage to go through that process mentally and emotionally.
So talk a little bit about that. Where does courage come from? I think all of us can point to, as we become adults in theory, you know, we think as kids we're going to outgrow the point where we're terrified all the time. I at least have not found adulthood to be that place. Where does courage come from?
Boy, that's a really good question. Maybe one way to answer it is I think courage is when you make the conscious choice to ask difficult questions that may create some anxiety or fear. And, of course, that's definitely an issue when you choose to ask questions about climate change. I think another part of courage is when you're willing to change how you see yourself or others in the world. And, of course, that's another challenge for us when it comes to climate change. And it was for myself when I decided over 2 years ago to see what impact I was having on the environment around me, in essence looking at my personal carbon footprint and trying to make changes. And then I think it's also courage is kind of challenging oneself and others to address such issues as climate change. And therefore, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, which I know can create some anxiety and fear and panic for many of us. Yeah.
So some of us are blessed to have therapists that we work with regularly who can hold our hands and guide us through some of the difficult introspection, can teach us how to be introspective, can teach us what it is a lot about, you know, what we're feeling, how to recognize it, how to move through those difficult places, how to take a look at how we're responding. I'm kind of the opinion that everybody should have that kind of training, because it seems like it's basic training for life. If someone doesn't have that kind of training and they start looking into the issue, maybe they say, okay, I'm going to do a little bit more research on climate science and I'm going to educate myself, and they find themselves feeling very anxious, for example. How do you move forward then? How do you learn the skills? Where do you develop the skills? How do you train yourself to be comfortable with what could really seem very overwhelming?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I guess my first response is community. And what I mean by that is don't go through that process by yourself or isolate yourself. So whether it's me or someone else, if this is important to me, if I want to learn more about climate change, if I want to engage myself more in the issue, then find people, like-minded people in Duluth, whether it's getting involved in the Bag at Duluth campaign or Duluth for Clean Water. So in essence, you're creating a support network around you where you're not only discussing the issue. I've often found in many of these organizations, people do talk about their concerns and their fears and how to develop a sense of courage and strength to move forward to address these issues. But yeah, my simple answer is find community. Do not do this alone.
It's interesting to think about that. Pardon me. Most of the time when we hear the word courage or anyone talks about courage in the public arena, it has to do with times of war. And obviously, I've never been in the service. I've never been in a war. But with the interviews that I've read and watched, this sense of community among people on the battlefield and soldiers is paramount. It seems like it's more almost than anything, this sense of a community of people in a unit bonded together, rock solid, to handle this threat.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, and what do they say about courage, that anybody can be brave, but courage is knowing what you face and what you could lose and going ahead and doing it anyway?
Yes, kind of a reality check. And I know for myself, whatever courage I do have, it definitely comes from the people around me. It comes from the community of Loaves and Fishes. It comes from the various environmental groups and climate change groups that I interact with and get support and nourishment from. And so many of the things that I do, whether it's my writing or organizing, there are moments I question myself, am I doing the right thing? Should I not be doing this? Should I address this issue differently? So I think courage is a daily challenge in all our lives, and not just with climate change, but with so many life issues we address.
Writers have been talking about climate anxiety recently, which I find actually encouraging, because enough people need to be talking about it for us to be able to begin to parse it and look at different specifics. If only five people are aware of it and worried about it, it's not going to start showing up in popular media. Has your activism and your getting involved and finding these different groups in our community, has that helped with your own anxiety?
No doubt. And actually, in the various meetings I go to, there is a lot of anxiety, especially among younger people, high school, college students who hear about this every day, and they wonder about their futures. What will their lives look like in 20 or 30 years? It's something you can't do alone. It's a daily process of figuring out how do I address this. And especially when I talk to mental health professionals, a number of them are saying this has become a more prominent issue in the profession, is working with clients and people who are struggling with climate change as a mental health issue.
When you talked about young people, that made me smile a little bit, because on the one hand, young people are much more engaged emotionally with the idea of climate change, the climate crisis, and yet we have seen bravery and courage, astonishing bravery and courage from very young people. What does that say about what courage is and where it comes from?
It's funny when I look at the young people there, it takes me back to when I was young and we were dealing with the Vietnam War and civil rights. And I guess for myself, it just gives me a lot of hope. That the high school students I've met in this area or the college students are willing to invest the time and energy to address this issue and to support each other. And I think for a lot of young people, they take it very personal because they realize that so many facets of climate change are going to affect their lives, either personally or professionally or within their families. I'm just amazed by the energy that I see, not just internationally, but here in Duluth.
Where do you suppose it comes from to find courage? Is it easier to find courage as a young person? has the, you know, is it easier for someone, for example, like Greta Thunberg, who maybe hasn't become jaded or had the world pound her around a lot? Now she may be feeling a different way, definitely, to stand up and take on the kind of attention, of international attention that she's been receiving. Is it easier for someone like that to be courageous in the face of this?
You know what? I never thought about that, but I think so. I think back to my teenage years in my early 20s, and I think in that age or in our youth, we're willing to question more as far as what we see going on around us or in the world. And sadly but truly, I think as we get older, we stop asking many of those questions. So, yeah, I think among the young people today, they're willing to ask the difficult questions, and they're willing to challenge people in authority in regards to those questions they want to ask, and specifically we're talking about climate change. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more willingness to question the world and what's happening.
I do see them. I see them striking also an amazing balance where they are asking the questions directly enough that they cannot be gracefully avoided or wiggled out of, but they are asking the questions in a courteous, respectful way so that they also can't have, you know, the adults are looking for some way to discount them. And the adults would love them to say, oh, you know, they're hostile or they're this or they're that or they're disrespectful or something. But they're asking their questions in such a way that they're almost unassailable. And I think the adults are flailing as a result.
I agree. And in fact, it's funny you mention that tomorrow evening the city council is having a committee of the whole meeting to discuss the proposed ordinance about reusable bags. And I thought it would be interesting to invite high school and college students to come to that meeting to just observe what's going on and then to go back to their schools and communities and talk about what they observed in that meeting. So, we've basically focused on bringing young people to the city council meeting tomorrow night because we think they will add a certain level of energy to what's going on in that room. Yeah.
So obviously there are a number of groups available, but if somebody is interested in getting involved in climate activism or getting involved in that supportive group so that they can start understanding the topic better, having that community to support them, how would you recommend that they find somebody or some group to connect with?
Okay. There's a lot of them. One that I'm currently working on is a new project. We're calling it Duluth 365. And what we're doing is we're holding conversations around the community to basically ask three questions. What's the most current reliable information about climate change? What, in my opinion, are some of the biggest challenges we're facing, especially in Duluth? And then what can I do individually or collectively to address what I consider the biggest challenges? And it's been an interesting conversation already. We're holding them in community centers, on campuses, with social service agencies. So there's that process. And then probably some of the best organizations that you could get involved in is Duluth for Clean Water is very active. Right now, Bag at Duluth campaign, which is all over the social media, is a great place for people to learn more and maybe get involved. And just recently, a new organization or initiative called the Duluth Climate Mobilization Campaign. And in their launch, they had over 100 people at the launch, and their focus is trying to educate and engage the city council to look at climate change as an emergency in Duluth. So there are really a lot of options out there for anyone who wants to get involved and to learn more.
We will get some links set up so it will be easy for folks to find that information. And Tone, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And thanks so much for your words on courage. No matter what challenges we're facing, having a conversation about courage every so often seems like a really good idea.
Well, thank you very much.
Tone Lanzillo, our guest this morning on Green Visions. He's a climate activist and a member of the Loaves and Fishes community. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.